ते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायामुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 55. Vishrajati Ridayam Na Yasya Shakshad Dharir Avashabhihito Api अघौघनास प्रणय रसनाया धृतंग्रीपदम सभवति भगवत प्रधान उक्त विश्रजति हृदयम् न यस्य साक्षात् धरीर अवाशिभिहितो अपि अघौघनसः प्रणय रसनाय धृतंग्रीपादम् स भवति भगवत प्रधानोक्तः विश्रजति हृदयं न यस्य साक्षात् धरीर अवाशी विहितो अपि अघौघनसः प्रणय रसनाय धृतंग्रीपादम् स भवति भगवत प्रधान उक्तः विश्रजति हृदयं न यस्य साक्षात् धरीर अवशभिहितो अपि अघौघनसः प्रणय रसनाय धृतंग्रिपादम् स भवति भगवत प्रधान उक्तः Mataji's. Vrishjati, he leaves. Hridayam, the heart. Na, never. Yasya, of whom? Shakshat, himself. Hari, Lord Hari. Avasa, accidentally. Abhihitaha, called. Api, even though. Hagha, of sins. Ogha, heaps. Nasha, who destroys. Pranaya, of love. Rasanaya, by ropes. Drita, held. Angripadama, his lotus feet. Sa, he. Bhavati, is. Bhagavata Pradhana, the foremost devotee. Uktaha, called. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavata Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the essence of pure devotee's qualification is given in this verse. A pure devotee is one who has attracted the Lord by his love, so that the Lord cannot give up the devotee's heart. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Shakshat in this verse indicates that a pure devotee has realized knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having given his heart to the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is all attractive in six opulences, including beauty. A pure devotee can never be attracted by the fleshy bags of women's breasts or by the hallucinations of so-called society, friendship and love within the material world. Therefore, his clean heart becomes a suitable abode for the Supreme Lord. A gentleman will live only in a clean place. He will not live in a polluted, contaminated place. Educated people in the Western countries are now greatly protesting the pollution of water and air by urban industrial enterprises. People are demanding the right to live in a clean place. Similarly, Lord Krishna is a supreme gentleman, and therefore he will not live in a polluted heart, nor will he appear within the polluted mind of a conditioned soul. When a devotee surrenders to Lord Krishna and becomes a lover of the Lord with direct realization of Krishna's all-attractive nature, the Lord makes his residence in the clean heart and the mind of such a pure devotee. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, if a devotee is absorbed in loving transcendental service of Krishna, directly or indirectly, he is always glorifying the Lord by transcendental loving service. Therefore, even if he chants the holy name of Krishna with improper attention due to being absorbed in the Lord's service, the mercy of the Lord purifies his heart of all sinful reactions, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11. O King, constant chanting of holy names of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material material desires, those who are desirous of material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, if one who has not come to the platform of loving devotional service chants the holy name of Krishna, he will also be gradually freed from all sinful reactions. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purports to the history of Ajamil, Srila Prabhupada has elaborately explained the holy name's potency to purify even an ordinary person. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has nicely explained the process of bringing Supreme Lord under control. Mother Yashoda bound the child Krishna to a grinding mortar with a rope. Krishna, being attracted by the inconceivable love of his devotees, allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, although Lord Krishna binds all the conditioned souls by the chain of illusory potency Maya, if those same conditioned souls become pure devotees of the Lord, they can in turn bind Krishna by the chains of love of God. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all the world's inauspicious conditions due to sinful activities can be immediately eradicated by the chanting of Lord's holy name. The Supreme Personality of Godhead never leaves the heart of those who give up all sinful behavior and chant His holy name. Even if such chanting is not yet perfect, devotees who always remain in the Lord's service will gradually come to the stage of premanistha, or steady love of Godhead. Then they are to be considered Mahabhagavatas, or pure devotees of the Lord. Thus ends the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 2nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the 9 Yogendras.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading the last verse of this second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is something that just came to my mind, that while we complete chapter after chapter of Bhagavatam, canto after canto of Bhagavatam, 11 cantos are over, two chapters of the 11th canto are over. So, and it is interesting that time has really moved on. And I remember the day we started the first canto, first chapter, first verse in this cycle. I was fortunately present for that. It's been years. It's been years. I don't know how many years back it was. 95? It's been 95. So it has been almost close to 18 years that we have reached only the 11th canto of 22 years. And time has passed, and so many things have changed. The temple has changed. I'm just remembering the first time I attended a Bhagavatam class in my life. The first Bhagavatam class of my life, 1988, 26th of June. It was my brother's birthday, and I happened to be here for that. There were three people for Bhagavatam class, and the class were given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Things have changed over the years. And I remember the first time I saw Gaurang Prabhu, as very, very humbly working hard in the kitchen, a white dhoti and kurta, Anand, TVS Anand, something like that. Then I remember the time we met Govind Prabhu. I remember the time where Gaur Gopal Prabhu was a white brahmachari menially assisting, carrying the slide projector and the stand for people who are giving GOHD courses. I remember distinctly. And so what I'm trying to drive the point is, and what really comes so strongly to me today, is this time has just gone. 22 years have gone. 50 years of ISKCON have happened. 30 years of Radha Gopinath Temple has been over. It's 87. So it's been 30 years since Radha Gopinath Temple has been established. 50 years of ISKCON. And I'm sure the temple has changed. It used to be a simple temple. It is still simple. Hopefully if we keep it simple in our hearts. But the externals have changed. But one thing that has remained constant is this message of Bhagavatam. The one thing that is constant, the same message, whether it is 50 years back, it is 100 years back, it is 1,000 years back, or what we are reading now and what we will read in the future. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is glorifying Krishna, which is beautifully explaining Krishna's personality. It's important, right? If you want to know a person, we need to know his personality. There are so many discussions about, how to understand people's personality. There are four types of personality, six types of personalities, different types. So that we can deal with those people accordingly once we know the personality. Right? What is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is nothing but a scripture which is explaining Krishna's personality, the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Srimad Bhagavatam does not stop. The same message for eternity will be coming. Even though the times have changed and they will continue to change, everything will change. The time has taken away so many of our near and dear friends, devotees. There used to be a time where I would laugh at my mother when she would not be able to put the needle, the thread in the needle. I said, "You can't do this simple thing, give it to me, I'll do it." And here I am, I can't even read without specs now. Everything looks blurred. Time has gone, really. But what is so wonderful is, time will keep on going, the time will keep on doing his activities of destroying everything. Mrityu sarva aharas chaham. In the form of death, it will destroy everything. But the immortal message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and what really comes so nicely in today's verse, is the essence of for a student of Bhagavatam. It is glorifying Krishna, it is glorifying Krishna's holy name, and it is glorifying Krishna's devotees. And that's all that we need to know in our life. Are these three things: Krishna, Krishna's holy name, and Krishna's devotees. So in this beautiful and profound purport, it is explained that Krishna is so very special, Krishna is so very unique, that he loves to get bound by his devotees' love. In this purport is explained that even if inattentively you chant the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is, you get the result. But this is not mentioned for all of us to really feel that we should chant it attentively. No problem. But the purpose of mentioning this, inattentively it is chanted, this is the benefit. What to talk of when it is chanted with intense attention? And then the effect is explained. So if you see, if you analyze this world, there's constant binding going on. The material energy through all her network is constantly binding the jiva's soul. Every day, the noose gets tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And the scriptures are explaining, giving us the knowledge on how to bind Krishna. And here in the purport, the disciples of Prabhupada are very beautifully explaining that the same conditioned souls which are bound by Krishna, by the material energy of Krishna, the same souls, when they take complete shelter of the holy name, they can come to a situation where they can bind Krishna by their love. And a very interesting fact is mentioned here, that Krishna does not leave the heart of that devotee who has given him everything. So the first part of our discussion, we can try to understand the power of the illusory nature of the Lord, which is binding all of us. Now we need to know something that is affecting all of us. Can you imagine a force which is affecting every single person in the world? Isn't it important for us to know that force? What is this force all about? What's this doing? So that is why we need to understand systematically what is the power of Maya. It is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just came across this beautiful bhajan. It is explained that Maya jale badha hoile acha meche kacha loile e kono chaitanya pe radha madhav nam karo re. He is explaining in this beautiful bhajan, which is Nam Kirtan, is explained that Maya Jale Badh Hoye. Through the Maya Jal, a Jiva soul is Baddha, is bound. Maya Jale Badh Hoye, Acho Meche Kachaloye, and he's trying to enjoy in that bound condition. How can you enjoy? When you are bound, how can you enjoy? But we are trying to enjoy. Ekono Chaitanya Pe. And once you come to your real consciousness, you come to your real awakened situation, ekono chaitanya pe radha madhav naam karo re. And once you come to your real chaitana, you should chant the names of Radha Madhav. Chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes on to say, Jivana hoilo shesha na bhajilo rishikesha, Bhakti Vinod Opadesha Ekabara Nama Rasa Matare. Jivana Hoilo Shesh. And that's what we explained, the time factor. That the Jivan is becoming lesser and lesser and lesser every day. This 11th canto, second chapter is over. It's been 22 years that those who have been students of Bhagavatam, we have been reading at least in this cycle. So while the Bhagavatam has gone ahead, a life has shortened by 22 years. Jivana hoilo shesha. But through this Bhagavatam, if you have not got the realization to worship Rishikesh, na bhajilo Rishikesh, if the ultimate purpose of the Bhagavatam, which is to inspire us to not take shelter of Rishikesh, tumi Rishikesha Rishika Damiya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, you are the Lord of the senses, Rishikesh, Rishika Damiya, please control my Rishik. Rishik means the senses, the five horses. Rishika Damiya, to get control of the ropes which are my senses. You take control of these ropes, otherwise my mind is controlling my senses and it is going here and there. He said, Tumi Rishikesh Rishika Damiya. So Bhakti Thakur is saying that you should control your senses, and Bhakti Thakur also here is saying, Jivan Hoilo Shesha Na Bhajila Rishikesha. How long will we continue to worship our senses? We know this, we hear this every day, but we still continue to worship our senses. We have simply changed our dress. We have changed our style of talking. We have changed our style of eating, but still the business continues, my dear friends. We have short hair. We wear a tilak and dhoti and kurta and saris and everything else. We so-called eat sattvic food. But have our thoughts become sattvic? Has our behavior become sattvic? We are still being controlled by our senses. That's why he said, Na bhajilo Rishikesh. You are not worship Rishikesh. And that's why Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Bhakti Vinod Upadesh. He said, as a acharya, he's giving us Upadesh. He's giving us instruction. He said, please, he's telling all the readers, please listen to my Upadesh. And what is the Upadesh? Ekabar nama ras matare. That please, at least once, not more, he's saying, at least once, taste the nectar of the holy name. The holy name will not be, we can't taste the holy name. Even once, even if you're chanting for the whole life, please don't think that you will taste the nectar even once. It is, you may not taste the nectar at all in your life. Why? Many times we feel, you know, okay, sometimes there's a Hindi phrase, laga to teer na to tukka. Okay, lag gaya, kuch bhi to, we keep on, you know, shooting arrows that someday you will hit the bullseye, right? Sometimes you know, by fluke, arre lag gaya. But there is no fluke in the spiritual world. That does not exist. It's a very, very rare thing that we will get causeless mercy. Let's not depend on it, lest we'll be shocked at the last moment when we will be left high and dry. We have to earn our place in the spiritual world. It's not tukka. It cannot just happen by fluke, by chance. It has to be earned. That's why if you want to ek bar naam rasamatare, once you want to taste the holy name, you cannot taste it till, as the purport explains, you are in an hallucinated condition. It is explained here. A devotee, what is the verse? What is the purport saying? A pure devotee can never be attracted by the hallucinations of the so-called society, friendship and love within the material world. And this word hallucination has been used so often in the purports and in the verses. Interesting, because it so beautifully describes the topic that we are talking about. In hallucination is a sort of a scientific or a medical terminology, a medical occurrence, which occurs because of the situation of the mind. A person is said to be hallucinated when his mind is giving him problems. And if you see, I think we discussed this many years back also, there are different types of hallucinations. Visual hallucination, gustatory hallucination, olfactory hallucination, tactile hallucination, to name a few. Those who are doctors will understand it. Hallucination through seeing. When the mind is in a hallucinated condition, then sometimes people have what is called visual hallucinations. They start to see things which don't really exist. Now everybody is wondering what happened, what is he doing? But he is seeing, or she is seeing something which doesn't really exist, but he is convinced, she is convinced. She is in a hallucinated condition. Don't you see people just so scared when they see something which actually doesn't exist? But they are convinced it exists because they are in a hallucinated condition. Kamsa had all these four and more when Krishna was in Mathura. So you can easily relate to what I'm talking about. When he went to wash his face, he saw Krishna. Hey, Krishna! He threw the pot because he saw Krishna inside. He's not there. I mean, Krishna is always there everywhere. But he was scared. So he saw everywhere Krishna. He saw Krishna coming from the gallery to kill him. He was scared. There's vision. So that is, visual hallucination. Then what is somebody was called the gustatory hallucination or taste. You eat the most delicious food, but you still taste something distasteful. I mean, as if you're eating something not even bitter, but something disgusting taste. You want to spit it out. You eat a rasgulla, but the person says, it's horrible. Why? Because what he tastes, even though it is as sweet as rasgulla, but what he tastes will be abominable. It's just so difficult for him to eat anything because he's hallucinated. He feels something pinching him in his tongue. Something very, very distasteful. That is gustatory, and that is, we have olfactory, which is smell. You have the best of perfumes around, but you will still keep on smelling burning tires. There's one type of in hallucination. Tires burning. But there's nothing like that. But he will keep on feeling that. It's the mind, my dear friends. The mind is convincing him it's the burning tires. And then tactile hallucination. You just keep on, hey, there's a worm on me. Or there's an insect crawling. You just keep on doing like this because you feel something's called, you actually feel it. You actually feel the spiky legs of an insect crawling on you, and you keep on doing this. You are mad, right? Can you imagine a person? He just goes crazy. And that is tactile hallucination, and many, many different more types, the 19 types. It can be covering the whole Bhagavatam if you explain. It's all the mind. It's all here. We are laughing. I also laughed. But that's the situation of all of us. We are. And if we are not careful, we will remain in an hallucinated condition. Because the mind will not allow us to take complete shelter of Krishna. And we will still feel that there is some pleasure. What is that verse? Samsara lagilo bhalo. Bhakti Thakur says that. No, after I came out of my mother's womb, my parents were cuddling me, everybody was caressing me, everybody was hugging me, and I got nice clothes to wear and nice jhula to and nice toys to play. Samsara lagilo bhalo. Samsara lagilo bhalo. Then I felt that the world is a nice place. The moment we take birth, the same moment we start getting hallucinated. It is not that it happens in after 5 years or when you start understanding. You are hallucinated because the moment you take birth, along with you takes birth of your shadow. Your shadow is born along with you, right? There's never been a time where you didn't have a shadow. The dark side of your personality, which is the shadow of your life, is going to be there with you right from beginning of your life till the time you purify yourself. That hallucinated dark condition of your existence will remain with you till the time your mind is not purified. Till the time you don't take the proper treatment of hallucination. Hallucination is caused because of chemical imbalance in the mind. There's some chemical which just, and that's why you start thinking all these things. One of the reasons. And the reason is there's a major imbalance in our understanding of what this material world is all about. When we become too attached to sense gratification, a statement that we have heard since the first days of our life, don't be attached to sense gratification. But my dear friends, Bhagavatam is saying this again and again. How many of us have really realized that statement?
That's why we need to repeat it again and again for the person who is speaking and for the people who are hearing. Because the fact is, it is a powerful hallucination that we are all in. We are possessed also. Another comparison done is, we are possessed by the ghost of Maya. And it's a very powerful possession. It doesn't leave you. For those people who have experienced this, I hope nobody has, but for those who have experienced or who have heard people who have been possessed, it's a crazy existence. You can't do anything. You are just constantly being dictated by the person who is possessing you. And that's the mind possessing us. So mind is the real culprit. So till the mind is not convinced to take shelter of the holy name, it will not happen. It's the mind has to get convinced. That's why we need Shastra Nishtha. We need to have the Nishtha in the words of the Shastras. We have faith. We have some Shraddha. But do we have Nishtha? We are not talking about Shastra Shraddha. Shraddha is komal. It can be broken. But Nishtha is firm. Because, as explained, if our heart has to get rid of the hallucinated condition, then we need to establish Krishna in our heart. The mind has to realize the position of Krishna, and Krishna has to come in the heart. But as explained so beautifully in this verse, Krishna is the supreme gentleman. And like any gentleman would not like to stay in a dirty place. Now what a sweet purport it is, right? None of us like to stay in a dirty place. Only an uncultured, uncivilized, crazy person would be happy sitting in a dirty place. And what will you call a person like that? He's a mad person. You see sometimes mad people just sitting, you know, in just complete rotten situation. He's happy. But that's stupid. But Krishna, who is the most civilized gentleman, as explained, I will not come in about that, because that heart is so unclean. And over the years, the mind has just pumped in so much filth and so much dirt in our heart. Now, if you analyze it, the situation that if you want to make a clean place dirty, what you need to do? If you want to make a clean place dirty, what do you need to do? Anything? Just don't do anything. I mean, you do nothing, because the default setting of this material world is dirt. You don't need to really work hard to make things dirty. Just don't do anything. Sometimes, what is the default setting? You on a computer and you have a default setting, that exactly comes because that's the default setting, right? You don't really need to go to different settings. It is set. That's what we call default setting. The default setting of this material world is dirt. Because by nature, if you do nothing about something, that is something will ultimately become dirty. If you don't do anything. And that's what has happened to our heart. We have not recognized the presence of Krishna in our heart. We have not done anything, and forget not doing anything. We actually worked very hard to make the place dirty. Can you imagine a person who is just out there to make things dirty? He's just throwing things around. He's just reckless, restless, an irresponsible person around there. What will it take to make this beautiful clean temple all dirty? It will take not more than 3 minutes of one person's effort to make the whole thing completely dirty. If you remember what happened in Holi many years back, I mean, how much it took? It was just one person from the altar, his desire, and he just got excited, and from the altar he just took the pichkari and put it on one person, and in a matter of minutes, this whole beautiful place was completely, I mean, it was holy water, H-O-L-I, holy water. But it was dirty, and it took not so much for us, because we grihasthas, we left, but I think the brahmacharis, I think it took them days and 3 days. 3 full days to clean this place. Huh? Something which took 3 minutes to dirty it, it took 3 full days to clean it. And sometimes even when we were Pushyabhishek, even sometimes the petals, you clean it with all sorts of vacuum cleaners and all sorts of all these things. But still you will find a petal, you know, somewhere after 2 months, 3 months. So it is not easy to clean. But can you imagine, my dear friends, the heart that we are talking about? Our heart, which is a seat for Krishna to reside. It has been, first of all, we have not done anything for the heart. And forget, don't do anything to clean it. But we have been very, very expertly ruining our heart because of the mind, which is in a hallucinated condition. We have been making it so dirty. Do you think Krishna will reside? Krishna has left long back. He doesn't reside there. Yes, we have an understanding, philosophical understanding, that the Paramatma is always there, observing the Atma of in the form of these two birds. But Krishna, the most evolved understanding of Krishna and Vrindavan, he is left. Divyat Brinda Aranya Kalputru Madha Siman Ratnagara Singha Sanasto Shri Shri Radha Shila Govinda Devau Presthalibi Seva Manosmarani. It's explained that Radha Krishna are seated on a jewel throne, and we need to create a jewel throne in our heart. That is the place of seating of Radha and Krishna. But now it has become filthy, dirty. Krishna is not there. So we need to take advantage. We need to clean our heart. We need to clean our heart by the triple action detergent, which I just thought of. And we have this detergent, right? Different detergents that are, and there's single action, double action, triple action, all different actions. For us, my dear friends, our heart is so dirty. All we need is triple action. Of course, you could add 4 and 5 and 6 actions, but basically 3 acts, triple action detergent to cleanse this dirty, filthy, horrible looking heart. If you really want to understand the situation of a heart, I was on my morning walk one day, and I came across this creek, this khadi. A khadi is a place where all sorts of dirty water passes of our whole city, and we have creeks all over. And then I was stopping, of course it was smelling so bad. I stopped there, and literally, you know, I could see there were layers of dirt in that creek. And I was thinking that it won't be a wrong to think that these are dirt layers of dirt created by people from 1965, since the creek was made, because there was a board made. This creek was made in 1965. I saw that board. So since 1965, all the dirty things of all the people of Malad has been flowing here. So there's layers, 65, 67, 68, and layers, layers of year, and then it becomes thick, black, filthy, dirty creek. 65, 50 years back. Can you imagine our heart? And if you see the creek, it is so black and disgusting looking. Our heart, for millions of years, the dirt has been flowing. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare nikatiya maya stane jhapatiya dhare. Maya has, Krishna bhuliya jiva, we have been forgetting our situation, and for time immemorial we are trying to enjoy maya. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare, and this desire bhoga vancha has been there for years and years, decades and centuries in our heart. Can you imagine if you just analyze the heart and compare it to the creek example that we gave, what sort of filth must be there in our heart? Horrible. Because layers of dirt, and you know, the layer of our desires when we were in the horse body, in our cat's body, our dog's body. And even if we have 10 human bodies, still unlimited desires to enjoy in the human body is there. So we need to cleanse it. Triple action detergent. The detergent of the holy name, the detergent of Bhagavat Shravan, and the detergent of Vaishnav Seva, of Vaishnav Sangha, Vaishnav Sangha. These three things is what constantly, as I said, Bhagavatam, that immortal message has not changed. Life has gone, but this message will continue to be spoken by Srimad Bhagavatam. The chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Taking, hearing Bhagavat Shravan, the glories of Krishna. Srinvita Aswakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidrantasya Bhadrani. All the Abhadra things going away. Nashta Payeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And then Vaishnava Sangha. Now who can say we don't know these things? We all know it. But still it is Guhya. It's so rare. Because knowing it, we still don't know it. Because the reason is, if you analyze it, in the market, just recently I bought a medicine for somebody, a medicine which that person always needs. And I bought that medicine and gave one tablet to that person when he needed it. No effect. Second tablet, third tablet, no effect. And then I realized, I spoke to the doctor, I said, maybe it is a counterfeit medicine. It's a fake medicine. It looks same pack, same everything, but it is a fake thing. It is not having the substance which it should have to have the curing effect. Now Maya is very strong. We are all chanting Hare Krishna. We are all hearing Bhagavat Katha. 22 years since we have been hearing Bhagavatam, this cycle. We are all doing Vaishnava Sangha. But there is something which is missing. It could be counterfeit. It could be that we are not putting the real substance in it that is required to cleanse the heart, because otherwise the heart should be cleansed. And that's why we need to see what is it that is missing. And what is missing is the third verse of the Shikshastakam. Trinadapi sunichena taror eva sahishna amanina mana denha kirtanya sadahari. Now what does it mean? This verse again we have heard. If we just chant Hare Krishna without the feeling of desperation, the feeling that is required in that holy name to not make it just external. It should not look like something, but it doesn't have the effect. Why? Because we don't have that desperation to chant intense rounds. Intensely chanting Krishna's holy names. If we do not have the complete feeling of taking shelter when we do Bhagavat Shravan, taking shelter, not just hearing, but taking shelter of Krishna Katha. First, holy name should be done with intense desperation. Second, Bhagavat Shravan should be done by intensely taking shelter. And the third, Vaishnava Sangha should be done with the feeling of simplicity. Otherwise, we will keep on doing these three things. But as I said, we will take 2, 3, 4 medicines, it will not have any effect, and we will wonder what happened. Or maybe it will have just minimal effect. Because as I explained these words, and if you chant inattentively, it does have effect. Just recently I heard one sannyasi saying that the power of the holy name is so wonderful. Then he asked, who was the one who helped Russia come out of the Iron Curtain? The Russian leader. Anybody knows at that time? What was it? Gorbachev. So he asked, as if we all thought he didn't know, so we always shouting. He said, what? I said, Gorbachev, 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 Gorbachev. I said, Gor, 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 Gor. See, because he kept on hearing Gor, 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 Gorbachev, he got some brain intelligence. A good way of thinking. The powerful effect of hearing Gor, Gor, Gorbachev, the word Gor is there. So it does have effect. And we have the example of Valmiki chanting Mara, 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 Mara. And then it did effect. He became the author of Ramayana. So yes, and it has a powerful effect. But these are all very, very, I mean, Valmiki's example is an extreme example. He had the supreme mercy of the Lord. But for sadhakas, like all of us, at least for me, we need to take complete, we need to do these three things with lot of intensity. Desperation for the holy name, shelter for the Bhagavad Shravan, and Sharalta
or simplicity in Vaishnava Sangha. And we, if you see, over the years, I was just analyzing my own life. Over the years, the problem happens, why we feel we are not making enough progress that we should make, is because these three things tend to be missing. We slowly, and don't have the dependence on the holy name, the desperation that we used to have when we first chanted Hare Krishna. The initial days. We don't take shelter of the holy name or shelter of the Bhagavad Shravan because we think we know it. I mean, what is there to take shelter? And we hear the Bhagavad Shravan to make notes so we can repeat it and impress somebody else. That could be one of the desires that we hear. That would be one of the things that we achieve. Well, let me hear. One sannyasi was saying I met him just recently, and he was saying that I have studied the traits of our devotees, and there's one of the things that people love is the hobby of devotees is to collect notes. Wherever they go, Prabhu, give me your notes, give me your PowerPoint, give me this, give me that. It's a hobby. That's like we had a hobby to collect stamps. We have a hobby to collect different things. Collect shells. Huh? So same thing we have dovetailed to collect notes. But we want to do about it. So we have forgotten the desperation and Krishna's in Bhagavad Shravan. And most important, the simplicity of dealings amongst Vaishnavas. I don't need to elaborate it. We all know what it means. Sharalta, straightforwardness, innocence, childlikeness when we associate with devotees. Because these three things tend to be absent, we can do this for rest of eternity. It will not have that effect. And because of this, we cannot have Krishna in our heart. And we will keep on hearing the glorious stories of Krishna. One, two stories I would like to end with. Of beautiful, there are many stories, many examples, but two stories of how we can see that what is the type of love of Krishna when a devotee gives everything to Krishna, how Krishna gets completely sold out to him. What sort of personality is this person, Krishna? Which God loves to be a prisoner? Which God becomes a charioteer? Which God becomes a debtor? Krishna is the only God who loves to be a prisoner. Who wants to be a prisoner, my dear friends? Who wants to be a debtor? Who wants to be a chauffeur, a charioteer? Krishna and many more. But Krishna loves to take these lowly positions because that's what the devotee's personality is, that Krishna feels, I am so indebted to them. He becomes a debtor. He becomes a charioteer. He becomes, a prisoner in their hearts. And one example is of Haridas Thakur. That Haridas Thakur was such a person, and why is it that he became the way he became? Because he had complete faith in the holy name, that Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come every day to meet him. It's a long beautiful story. By the time of Haridas Thakur's disappearance, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot bear your separation. The world will be a jury void without your association, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. How much the Lord loves His devotees. When Arjuna took that vow that I will kill Jayadrath, and if I don't kill Jayadrath, I will enter into fire. He went to sleep in that night. But Krishna was tossing and turning. He couldn't sleep because he was thinking. And there are 19 pages of the Mahabharata that I read describing Krishna's situation that night when Arjuna took that vow. He was tossing and turning. He was in anxiety. He called for Daruka. Daruka, keep my chariot ready. If for some reason Arjuna is not able to kill Jayadrath, I will take my chariot. I will call you and you get my chariot and I will kill Jayadrath because I cannot afford to see Arjuna. That was the anxiety Krishna was having when he thought, just the mere thought of having the world without Arjuna. That's how much Krishna loves. That's how much Krishna is so indebted to his devotees. And that's what Bhagavatam is ready to offer to all of us. We don't want to bind Krishna. We don't love to bind Krishna. But that's what Krishna will become. It's not that we do bhakti, that someday I'll bind Krishna. That's not the purpose. But Krishna gets so wholesalely sold out to the devotee. That's why he uses the word, na pare aham, that I have nothing to give you in return. The famous words of the gopis. Just be happy with what you have done. That's how Krishna becomes a debtor. That's how Krishna becomes a prisoner. And that's how Krishna becomes a menial chariot driver for his devotees who give their life to him. So the Bhagavatam is telling us, and this verse again and again is telling us, to take complete shelter of the holy name, to chant the holy name, to take complete shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, to take complete shelter of the Vaishnava Sangha. And if you do this with intensity, this destination that we are talking about, Krishna in our heart, Krishna, our heart become resplendently pure and shining with the beautiful presence of Radha and Krishna in our heart will be seen, and with that sort of situation, that person becomes a touchstone. Wherever he goes, he can change people's heart. He can become a messenger of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and that's what Srila Prabhupada was. A person who was showing Krishna so clearly to the world, because Krishna was so much overflooding his heart that he just came out. And that's what we want to aspire for. By doing our sadhana and by being very subtle and straightforward in our dealings and telling the mind to just shut up and listen to the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And I think it is much beyond time. I'm sorry for the delay. I'm supposed to end at 9:15. Thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Krishna Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai.